Let's take a trip to Holland. How are the doings of our Holland Museum and more? Executive Director Ricky Levine on the line to answer those questions and, of course, how we, the community, can help. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you. Tell us about the Holland Museum.
Well, the Holland Museum right now is closed, like all museums throughout the state. We closed on, I made the decision on Friday the 13th to close that following Saturday. And then the governor the following week mandated that all museums be closed. But I made that decision because I really wanted to keep my staff and our visitors and our volunteers safe. Go ahead.
I was going to say, even before we go forward, your Holland Museum is such a treasure. Inside, the artifacts miss us, I'm sure.
They do. But, you know, there's a way for you and your listeners to explore the museum. We have been, for the last 2 years, starting to put our collections online. So we're not completely there yet. We have quite a collection. We have over 90,000 items in the collection. But we really have a substantial amount online. All you have to do is go to our website, hollandmuseum.org, and go to collections. And then there are categories. You can find a family that you want to look into, or a topic like agriculture. Our art, part of our art collection is online there. So you can explore. And not only do you see the images, but you hear the stories. You hear the provenance. Where did it come from? How did we get it? What do we know about it? So there are ways to explore our collection, and our collection feels loved when you do that.
Wonderful. Again, changing as able. What else is happening? How else are we using your museum, Ricky?
Well, we're doing a lot of things on social media. If you follow us on Facebook or you sign up for our e-newsletter, we're trying to give all sorts of activities and links for families, for educators, for adults who are home or isolated on their own to explore, to do activities that maybe emulate the great arts, great masters of either our collection or some other museum's collection where you can reproduce that. That's been a going trend for a lot of museums now. But also activities, STEAM activities, which relate to our Smithsonian Spark Lab exhibit that unfortunately is closed. But you can do things at home. And we're trying to get people to think outside the box a little bit. How do you invent or innovate something with just your household items? We have links to other museums, collections, and exhibits. And we're actually looking into creating some online exhibits for the Holland Museum. And the interesting thing about this whole thing, Shelley, is that there are things that are probably going to come out of this that we are going to do going forward, even when we get back to some sense of normal. Because I think people will be engaging with arts and cultural organizations in different ways, perhaps, than they are now or they were before.
Was going to be my follow-up question is what's gonna stay, and yet there's nothing like walking in your front doors.
There isn't anything like walking into the Holland Museum or one of our historic homes. You know, we have the Capon House and Settler's House, which are unique experiences. So even if we do a virtual tour or a virtual field trip, which we're thinking about creating for our educators, it's still not the same as walking in and smelling the building that was built over 100 years ago. I mean, there's things that you'll really get only in person. But people might be a little bit resistant about getting into public places right away. There might be some hesitation, especially before we get a vaccine or some kind of solution to this pandemic. So we're trying to figure out ways that we can be something that the community wants to participate in, to explore and do it in a way that they're comfortable with. So there's lots of ideas that we're throwing around. There's lots of brain power being put onto what's next. And we're excited about what we can do to really continue to keep engaged with our community.
Ricky Levine with us, Executive Director, Holland Museum. So in summary, how can the community help, Ricky?
Well, and I think it all goes down to the mighty dollar. We're losing lots of revenue just by being closed. As you know, Tulip Time, which is this wonderful festival, it would have been in its 91st year just in a week or so, and that's canceled. We get most of our traffic in the month of May. We get most of our gift shop sales in the month of May. So revenue is way down. We've also postponed our big trivia night fundraiser, which was supposed to be next week. So if people have the capacity to consider nonprofits at all, and if they have the capacity to consider about the arts and cultural organizations, we know Health and Human Services need our efforts, all of our collective efforts right now, obviously. But when we get back to some sense of normal, we're going to want our arts and cultural organizations. So we have to make sure that they stay, that we're here as well. So if you have the capacity, give to it your local arts and cultural organization. And if the Holland Museum is something that you believe in, please, we look and would embrace your membership renewals or new memberships as well as donations. We are picking up mail. We are depositing those checks, or you can go online through our website to make a donation or become a member that way.
One more time, best website?
HollandMuseum.org.